War of the Worlds, written by H.G. Wells, narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano and the Icon Ensemble.
Icon Audio Arts.
Whole new world of classical literature celebrating the art of writing. There is a very special category reserved for what we generally agree to be stories and tomes which are a significant cut above, which elegantly describe the human condition, winding their way, word by word, chapter by chapter, through a delicate web of beautiful storytelling, as to remain untouched by even time. These are, by definition, the classics. When the synergy of truth, intelligence, and insightful description come together in a tale which moves one emotionally, inspires, and educates, these works are indeed classic, to be so in tune with one's literary powers as to create, often from imagination, a story full of emotion, tender at heart, overflowing with some illumined truth from deep inside, so that it can be universally recognized and relived by the eyewitness. That, too, is a classic. Together, we go far beyond the recommended reading list of the studious English language major to bring you what is the elemental soul of the art of the written word, so that you may, in your own way and time, enter into the story laid out before you, to be forever changed and just that much more enlightened. That, then, is the true power of classical literature, and our humble attempt at its presentation herein as an audiobook to remember. Welcome.
H.G. Wells was an English writer, prolific in many genres. He wrote dozens of novels, short stories, and works of social commentary, history, satire, biography, and autobiography. His work also included two books on recreational war games. Wells is now best remembered for his science fiction novels and is often called the father of science fiction, along with Jules Verne. During his lifetime, however, he was most prominent as a forward-looking, even prophetic social critic who devoted his literary talents to the development of a progressive vision on a global scale. A dedicated futurist, he wrote a number of utopian works and foresaw the advent of aircraft, tanks, space travel, nuclear weapons, satellite television, and something oddly resembling the World Wide Web. His science fiction imagined time travel, alien invasion, invisibility, and biological engineering. Wells' earliest specialized training was in biology, and his thinking on ethical matters took place in a specifically and fundamentally Darwinian context. He was also an outspoken socialist from a young age, sympathizing with pacifist views. His later works became increasingly political and didactic, and he wrote little science fiction. While he sometimes indicated on official documents that his profession was that of a journalist. Novels such as Kipps and The History of Mr. Polly, which described lower middle class life, led to the suggestion that he was a worthy successor to Charles Dickens. But Wells described a wide range of social strata and even attempted a diagnosis of English society as a whole. Wells was a diabetic and co-founded the charity the Diabetic Association in 1934. It is known today as Diabetes UK.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?